do I have here? It appears a human just died.
What? You're alive. Barely. You're probably going to be dead in a few minutes. Yep, those are burns, deep cuts, bruises, broken bones. Ooh, and a lot of blood everywhere. You're probably barely aware of my existence right now. But just so you know, I am not going to help you. You humans have taken so much of what I loved away from me. You destroyed my land, killed several of my friends, and disrupted many natural orders. I have no sympathy or compassion for your kind. I outright hate your race. Even though you're not responsible for those things, someone needs to pay for them. That just so happens to be you. So, tough luck. I'll let the gods sort you out. I hope you go to hell just like most of your race. But I suppose I'll let you die slowly now. Are you talking to me? Okay. What is it that you wish for, our great ones? You want me to save this human? Are you sure you want me to turn this human into... Alright, I'm your loyal servant and a protector of this forest. I will do what you wish. Aren't you such a lucky human? It looks like this is not the end for you, but a beginning. Oh, this is disgusting. You're bleeding all over me. Oh, God. Some of your organs are hanging outside of your body. I got to get you to the heart of this forest. It will give you life so that you may protect life itself. But there is no need to speak to you. You are barely alive right now. So, I doubt you will fully understand anything. Impressive. It's been an hour since I've been carrying you. I'm surprised you're still alive. That had to be very painful to endure. But it might have been worth it. We are at the heart of this forest. Just one massive lake that proves life to the forest. All the trees, grass, and animals can't live without water. But it isn't the main reason this is the heart of the forest. This lake is the source of all magic in the forest. It's protected by the goddess of the lake. Any human who swims in it will drown. But if she allows it, something amazing will happen to that human. And it is going to happen to you. The gods have told me to bring you here. Don't be alarmed. The gods have let you in. You're not drowning. You're floating in the water. This is truly a beautiful moment. The creation and birth of a forest spirit. You're awake. Are you feeling well? Yes, you are fine. No broken bones or deep cuts. Yes, I saved you. Or rather, I let the forest save you. Whatever ink box all over your hands. They're not just on your hands, they're all over your body. What happened? I found your dying body. And I took you to the heart of the forest. Well, it just made you into a forest spirit. Take a look at yourself in the mirror over there. Your body is covered in markings and symbols. They are not ink. They are a part of your body. Markings indicate that you are a wolf-type forest spirit. How do I know this? Well, there is literally a symbol on you that is the symbol of the wolf. Yeah, look at mine. Mine is the symbol of a hawk. I can't believe the gods would want me here. Oh yeah, I suppose you do need an explanation. I don't know how you ended up in the situation I found you in, but you were using some human machinery, and it appeared you were misusing it, and it resulted in a fatal accident for you. If it were up to me, I would let you bleed to death. But then the gods spoke to me and told me to bring you to the heart of the forest. To turn you. For what reasons the god would want you is beyond me. We have done this to some humans before, but only to children. You are a lot older. You're the oldest human we have found. But you should consider yourself lucky and honored. Was I once a human? No, I was simply created by the forest and the gods. I have been here since nearly the beginning of the forest. Go back. I'm afraid you can't do that. As a forest spirit and a protector, you are bound to this forest. You can't abandon the forest. If this forest is destroyed, then you and all other forest spirits will disappear along with it. You might be able to travel far from the forest, but not too far. This probably isn't what you wanted, but your other option is death. Besides, I shouldn't be talking about what you want, because you simply don't have a choice on what you want. What I mean by that is, you don't get to choose what you want. Well, something about being a forest spirit is that we are a bit high-minded. Not completely. We still have independent thoughts and feelings. But we will share our same desires. What the gods in this forest want, we will grow to love this forest and be willing to serve the gods. The point that you are willing to protect it. Kill any human who dares to harm it without hesitation. Look, I don't expect you to do that stuff because I know you will. Every forest spirit will do the same as you. This might not have an effect on you right now, but it will kick in soon. Then you will think, the gods wanted you. And we let you join us. But why don't I go back a little to show you something? Perhaps I can get you to love this naturally. Not that I need to, but there is a lot you need to learn. You won't just find human-looking creatures in this forest. You'll find many mystical creatures living here. rats that can walk on 2 feet, human-sized snails, and living water. Yes, I did say living water. There's one over there, actually. I guess you can call it a water slime, but don't actually call them that. They do understand, and they do have feelings. They are no spirits, they are flesh and blood. You and I are spirits. Your form is not concrete. You could just disappear and reappear somewhere else in the forest, if you want. Yes, basic teleportation, as you would call it. The forest is your body, if anything. When it put you in the heart of the forest, it consumed your body and used it as a basis for your form. I literally watched your body disappear and then reappear near the shore. These creatures are still just as loyal to the forest as we are, though. Yes, I'm glad you think so. This forest is beautiful. It is not contaminated by humans and the machinery. But I shouldn't be hard on you for that. It won't matter much since I know you will protect this forest. I knew you would kill humans who threaten it. Again, you're hive-minded. Stop caring for humanity. It's only your past connection that is doing that. Very soon, this forest is what you will be caring about. Just let it go. Come on. Just sit down here by the river.
Quiet and calming, isn't it? Yes, this is
the river. It comes from a simple lake. It is being pushed to other parts of the forest. Anywhere it goes, it is part of the forest. It would spread further, but humans blocked its path at the edge of the forest. Many fish run through here, including some creatures humans wouldn't normally find. Huh? The fish just landed on you. Handle it with care. You notice its smell. Well, you have the markings of a wolf on you. That would mean you can smell better. But please release it. And there it goes, to prove life, to the rest of the world, probably going to end with humans blocking it. Ugh. I need to stop thinking about humans, it's been on my mind, although that might be because of you. But, look at the sky, perfect blue skies with perfect white clouds. Followed with a large rocky hill in the background, hundreds of trees in the distance. This is the simple beauty of the forest. Oh my, that was quick. You love it? Of course you do. We love it. There are plenty of spirits in this forest. I will let you meet them. Ah, a wolf. It's coming towards you. It's looking for your attention. Just pet it. Oh, that's kind of adorable. It won't harm you. It sees you as friendly. Oh, look, it's licking you. And there it goes. You must be trying to find its path. Hello there, new protector. Oh, my, it's the goddess of the lake. Show us some respect. That won't be necessary. I've come to speak to you, the new protector, and to Kylie. I have seen that you have already fallen in love with this forest, but I know that you are wondering why I brought you here. I do want to know why you would ask me to help you turn that person into a forest spirit. Especially when considering the age.
Well, considering what me, you, and the other gods are planning, we are going to need more spirits. And we realize that we will need more humans joining us. So, we kind of figured we might as well just get started.
Wait, so, you turn this person into a forest spirit so that we could get familiar with having former humans around and just simply increase the population of spirits in this forest.
Yep, that's it. But I know you will protect this forest faithfully. I welcome you as one of my servants, just like all of you.
Well, that at least explains one thing. I was kind of disappointed. I thought there would have been a grander reason for why you have been turned. But don't feel bad. You are a part of the forest just as much as I am. In fact, considering what we are planning, this makes you much more safer. But now that you are fully high-minded with us, I shall explain to you what's in store for humanity. This was once the biggest forest in the world. Yes, bigger than the Amazon rainforest. For centuries, we lost territory to human expansion. There is no sign of it slowing down. The most recent blow was the road that was built 5 years ago. It cut through half of the forest, which reduced what little territory we had left by a lot. Now it is time for us to have our own expansion and end human expansion. We will start a war that humans wouldn't believe. Their machinery and armies will be no match against our might and magic. We will start back destroying the road that divided the humans and any more human destruction against our forest. We will then destroy human cities and eventually reclaim the forest that used to be. Human blood will be spilled. Anyone who supports nature will be spared and maybe welcome to join us. But anyone who supported the destruction of nature and anyone who opposes us will be made an example of. The gods have almost no love for humanity, but this war will set things right. Humans will be forced to live under the wills of gods and spirits. This will start very soon. Are you willing to be a part of it? Yes, I knew.